here we are on the beach again, it sounds like.
Wow.
Tell you what, summer's here early this year, that's for sure. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. June 13th, 2006. Tonight we're going to have a little bit of fun. It's going to be a shorter show tonight because I've been working on the two Saturday night shows. As you know, those have been pretty interesting. Last week we had Judge David Wynn Miller on it, and we ran out of time because we had the special UFO special that was going to have to follow on. So we did some reruns on that all week, and now Saturday night we will have, which will be June something or other from here. I don't know the date in front of me here, but see, this is the 13th, tomorrow, Wednesday's the 14th, Thursday the 15th, Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th, June 17th, we're going to have Judge Miller back on, and then the following show, we're going to have Carrie Swank, and Carrie Swank is quite interesting. She's the darling of the military of all the families that have lost people in the Far East, including, you know, she's also well-liked by the Marines and all the different armed services. She's a fabulous art, one of the most famous photographers in the world, and very spiritual, and she sees angels really well. So she'll be coming up in 2 weeks. So we're getting more and more exciting guests. So stay tuned to the websites and stay tuned to the things that we're doing on the front pages of the index page. So tonight we're going to continue on with my health science and energy show from Whale, W-H-A-L-E, up in Canadian Northern Providence, Rhode Island area. And it will be another Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. So stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun. Tonight's show will be a little bit shorter, but it's still a lot of fun. So we're getting ready to roll and see where Dr. Fred Bell is. Where is he anyway? Are you around there, Dr. Bell?
Dine Incorporated. The ideas, opinions, and comments expressed are solely those of Dr. Fred Bell, his callers, and guests. Paradigm Incorporated can be reached at 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Now, health, science, and energy with Dr. Fred Bell.
There I am again. Once again. Here I am.
Good morning there. This is Dr. Fred Bell with the Dr. Fred Bell Health, Science, and Energy Show. Well, here we are continuing on our third show already. And we've been talking about the Pleiadian technologies. We've been talking about starting to get into nutrition now. And we're moving. Last week we talked a lot about the minerals and the importance of the body and minerals. And to give a little bit of review of what we've been discussing about them, we discussed there's three different ranges of minerals, three different frequency ranges of minerals. And we found out that the body is only 5% mineral in its total composition, but this 5% controls 95% of all metabolic functions. The minerals primarily contain intelligence, and they operate through three different frequency ranges. The low-frequency minerals, which would be the manganese, zinc, things like that to keep the heart going, keep the circulation going. The mid-range, starting with copper, which chromium, which
I love these old shows. I learned from there's so much stuff I used to present that I don't know anymore. It's just a shame that I was so much smarter when I was younger.
Not only is the metabolism of insulin and the distribution of insulin and glucogen in the body, but it also works very strongly in the immune system. And finally, the trace minerals, which we were talking about when we finished the show last week. Each one of these minerals works through a different system. The base minerals work through the autonomic nervous system, which works the heart, the respiratory, the breathing, all these kinds of things. And the mid-range frequencies, the chromium, works through the sympathetic nervous system. And the trace minerals works through what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, or the 10th cranial nerve, or the psychic area in the body. One of the big things that America right now is, and probably most of the world, is starving for is trace minerals. Because ever since the dust bowls of the 1920s and 30s in all the Midwest, where we grew a lot of our nation's food supply, since those times, we haven't had minerals in our soil. They've been literally leached out by the sun from the disrupted ozone layer, or they just aren't there. So it becomes very important to get trace minerals from another source. We also discussed the fact that one of the better sources is this clay that we use, which is a red clay. They use it, they find it in Arkansas when they mine quartz and crystals from it. They also find it in certain areas in the northern western United States. The minerals, when they're in the body, fire off in the brain. They help the brain in the synapses fire. There's little switches in the brain. And this sends electricity down through the central nervous system, through the three branch bundles that we talked about. This electricity, when it moves through the body, creates an aura field or magnetic field at right angles. Like any time you, for example, you would put electricity through a wire, you would have magnetism at right angles. And this creates an aura field. And this aura field goes from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet and is quite visible in some people. Unfortunately, a lot of people are lacking so many nutrients and minerals that their perceptions are not able to perceive the aura or even see it anymore. This is one of the things that's kind of sad for the human race because it's quite visible. Animals, certain types of animals, for example, can see and sense auras. That's why a dog will come up to one person and attack that person and lick the other one in the face because they can sense a negative or positive vibration. So these are some of the kinds of things we were talking about last week. In order to get the minerals into the body, we have to have what's called enzymes or pH factor. And when you start dealing with pH factor, potential hydrogen, you start dealing with life itself. For example, our body is made up of oxygen, which is a gas, hydrogen, which is a gas, nitrogen, which is a gas, and carbon. And carbon is a particular shape. It's an actual physical atom, whereas the others are more of a gaseous atom, and it has a shape. And the shape, of course, is an octahedron or an eight-sided pyramid. In other words, you can imagine a four-sided pyramid on the top and then underneath it a four-sided pyramid on the bottom. And all these gases are linked around this geometrical shape. In the early program, in the first program, I discussed the fact that the extraterrestrial technologies that have been given to us showed clearly that carbon was being misused on this planet and also misshaped. And so as a result of that, we were given a different way to look at the body, and that was, rather than just look at the body on a physical level, where we just talk about foods and nutrients and things like that, or a biophysical level, if you want to call it that, we have to back up to the next step before the physical level, or the biochemical level, and realize the energy level of electricity. And of course, electricity, if it's not moving in the body, ionizing properly, then what happens is the body won't have the proper energy, won't have the proper consciousness, it won't have the positive attitude. And driving further back and more linked to the mental part of the body is the etheric or etheric or the precursing level. And the precursing level is one very strong area in extraterrestrial technology. It's been researched a lot by the government. It's been researched all over the world. And because it deals with shaping the carbon atom, actually keeping it in its proper tune. Because if the carbon atom is out of shape or out of tune, it causes a distortion frequency, which then distorts the entire body. So this is where we start getting into pyramid energy and working with nutrition and pyramid energy simultaneously. We've been making pyramids out here in California for almost 30 years now, and they have been literally distributed all over the face of this planet. And when we're talking about minerals, and you are, for example, meditating with a pyramid on or sleeping in one, the mineral enhancement is about tenfold in the body. The Russians, for example, were the first in 1965 to be seen actually wearing pyramids on their head on the Manchurian border. Back in 1939, believe it or not, the pyramid patents were first formulated in Czechoslovakia with the Durbel patents for razor blade sharpening. Now you might ask yourself, well, what has the pyramid got to do with nutrition and precursing energy? Actually, the answer is quite simple. In the body, we have iron atoms which make up the heart of the hemoglobin. Every one of those iron atoms is a pyramid shaped. And if you were to breathe in toxins and poisons, these iron atoms would become distended or misshaped, which then causes a breakdown in the entire gaseous discharge and accumulation system in the body, meaning that you stop breathing, basically, if you start breathing a heavy poison. Research has shown that pyramids, when worn on the head, for example, greatly enhance the oxygen capability of the human body. This is not a new, this is nothing new. This has been going on this planet probably for thousands of years. Even the ancients, thousands of years ago, knew something about pyramid power and its aspect. It's just been recent that we began to relate the pyramid aspect, which is electrical precursing energy, to the electrical body, and then finally down to the physical body, where metabolism on the physical level actually takes place. When your aura field starts to become distended or out of tune, what happens is your perception doesn't work. Last week when I described I made a very simple description of taking a battery and placing a wire across it. When you place a wire across the battery, the electricity will flow from the negative pole of the battery to the positive pole of the battery with a magnetic field at right angles. If you were to reverse that battery across the wire, the magnetic field would collapse and the electricity would flow in the other direction. And this is so theoretically, if we were constantly reversing the battery across this wire, we would constantly be reversing the magnetic field, polarity of the magnetic field, positive and negative. What this then causes is a frequency shift or a frequency change. And this is precisely what the body does. When the body is absorbing its minerals and the hormones, which we'll talk about later on, are coming up into the receptor sites of the brain, a constant polarity shift is observed across these synapses, which are called receptors and effectors. A receptor is a type of switch or synapse in the brain that when a hormone arrives at its site, it closes a switch, therefore connecting electricity in the brain and intelligence down through the central nervous system. An effector is a type of switch that's already closed, and when the hormone arrives at the effector site, it stops this closed action and stops the flow of electricity through the body. So this constitutes a polarity shift, positive and negative, that's constantly going on. This polarity shift in the body that occurs in frequency bands called octaves. We get into the lower frequencies, they can be felt, but they can't be heard. When we start getting into sound frequencies, we start to hear. Typically, a human can hear from about 80 or 90 cycles per second or polarity reversals per second up to about 15 or 18,000 cycles per second. Then, of course, we go on up higher and higher in frequency until we get up into the visible light frequency. If you reverse polarity across the battery, theoretically, at a very high rate of speed, the magnetic field becomes so compressed that it begins to release visible photons of light from the astral plane, much like a laser does. And this, of course, emits visible light. Inside the body, in order for our eyes to work, and for our smell and taste to work, and for our ears to work, we have to have the ability in our brain to reverse any kind of stimulus that's coming to our sensory organs. For example, for the eyes to perceive light of any frequency, whether it be light from the sun or a higher frequency of light like ultraviolet or infrared, which is less perceived by humans, the synapsing frequency in the brain has to go exactly at the same rate of speed as does the light coming in. Otherwise, the light coming in cannot be sensed by the fovea, which is based at the brain at the end of the optic tubes. Same thing goes true with the ears. The ears have diaphragms in them. When sound that can only be transferred across a medium, primarily on this planet, it's done by the atmosphere or air pressure. So in your speaker, in your car, your radio, or your home radio, or even somebody's larynx when they speak, is compressing and decompressing air at a certain rate. This rate is then transferred, this compression rate is transferred by the air pressure through the air into the diaphragm inside the ear. The ear then responds to a series of nerves which also control balance, and this goes down into the brain as perceived as sound. Now, some people cannot hear. Some people are tone deaf. Some people are colorblind. All of these are deficiencies within the human electrical field, and every one of them can be dealt with. For example, why do dolphins and whales hear 30, 40, 50,000 cycles per second, three or four times the human octave? Some people don't realize that a dolphin hears much higher than a human does, and also much lower. The reason for this is the type of foods that they eat, the type of nutrition that a dolphin assimilates, the type of consciousness that it assimilates, is a much finer frequency throughout an octave band Also, some types of dolphins can perceive light frequencies far beyond humans. For example, dolphins can sense when a human being is sick or a human being is not feeling well. Oftentimes, therapy-wise now, people that have are on some kind of recovery from a spinal injury are put into a tank of dolphins, and the dolphins will begin to massage them and push them through the water and help them with their injuries, even though nobody told the dolphin what was wrong with the person, because they can sense these frequency breakdowns within the human aura. Other times, sailors have been shipwrecked and been towed ashore by dolphins, and only to wake up on the beach. So all through nature, this octave and this frequency of tonal systems has to be keyed in, and minerals are one of the key things that are most important for this. Now then, we're talking about frequencies, and we're talking about octaves and perceptions. Now we'll go from the carbon atom to the hydrogen atom, because remember, the entire body is made up of cells. These cells reproduce at the rate of 50 million per second, and they become organs in the body. When they become organs, then they become an organism. Of course, the largest organ in the body, as you know, would probably be known as the skin, which is also very sensitive to energy. Most people don't realize that and don't take proper care of their skin. So when we're dealing with these kinds of frequencies, we're also dealing with the hydrogen atom. Rather than getting too complex and too lost in the systems of the body, the Pleiadians have a much better way of explaining root consciousness, or how to figure out and understand the body on a simpler level. And I'll explain that right after this break. Thank you.
Pleiadian technology has now been brought to Earth, introducing the Super Receptor from Pyrodon. This truly impressive space technology is a modern anti-stress medallion that transforms disharmonious energies into a positive frequency. Available in 11 gemstone colors, each corresponding to a specific body function, the super receptors can protect the body from pollution, toxins, and stress, and has a balancing and invigorating effect on the wearer. For more information, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Tune in on Mondays from noon until 1 for Stairway to College with Diana Sladek, President and General Manager of Personal Tutor Incorporated, and Dennis Sladek, Vice President. Together, they'll present ways that high school students can successfully reach their goals of better SAT and ACT scores. It's a show that no parent or high school student should miss. That's Stairway to College every Monday at noon on WALE Renegade Radio. Join respected health expert Dr. Peter Goldschmidt every Thursday morning from 7 until 8 a.m. for Health Radio. Each week, Dr. Goldschmidt will interview a guest about an important health topic and will take your calls with questions and comments. Your good health depends on your lifestyle and the decisions you make for yourself and your family every day. Health Radio will give you the information you need to make these decisions. So tune in Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. and hear the man who takes the mystery out of medicine, Dr. Peter Goldschmidt. Health Radio on WALE Renegade Radio.
We're talking to you, Bristol. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
Welcome back to Dr. Bell's show here. Okay, so we're talking about color now, because when you start troubleshooting the body and you start working with things like the nuclear receptor and getting into these, what we call super nutritional programs that we're on, which are part of our life extension program, it's easier to understand where consciousness comes from so that you can work with it within your body. Now, if you were to look at light, all of us basically are beings of light. So what is light? Light is seven different colors. And strangely enough, we have seven different endocrine glands in the body. And inside those seven different endocrine glands, each corresponding to a color or a note, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, corresponding to all these things we have within these endocrine glands, we have hormones. Hormones are made up of vitamins and minerals, which we're talking about, enzymes, proteins, peptides, neuropeptides, and finally they become hormones. Hormones is the first unit of biochemistry that contains consciousness. If you have a hormone deficiency, you'll have a personality deficiency. For example, if in the seventh level of hormones, which is the sexual reproductive area of the body, if you have deficiencies of certain amino acids which make up testosterone and estrogen, you won't have any sex drive and you probably won't have any creativity. If, for example, you get into the adrenal glands, which is the fifth set of hormones in the body, where norepinephrine and epinephrine are, you'll be, and you're short on amino acids and enzymes and minerals there, you won't have any energy to run or jog or sit up or do anything. So it all boils down to energy. So going back to the root of energy and how the body works, you have to realize that each one of these areas in the body contains a color. And you have to also realize where the color comes from. So this takes us back into theology for a moment or two. If you were to close your eyes and imagine a black void, an absolute black void of nothing, you could just think of the universe breathing in and breathing out. And at this point, the universe is holding its breath. Nothing exists. It's a black void. And suddenly the universe breathes and you have a white light within the black void. This white light would be known as the father energy. And when it comes to the body, it arrives immediately in the pineal gland. But the pineal gland doesn't perceive it as white, because if you realize that we're in a complete dark area and suddenly we're going to a white area, this light obviously contains all of the colors. So the arrival of this consciousness of the one existence, the one being, coming into the pineal gland acts like a filter, and its endocrine system at that point in time filters out the color red. Red is called by the Tibetans the first ray, or the ray of the will. And what's the first thing that happens in the morning that is when you wake up in bed is you have the will to get out of bed, or to move, or to open your eyes, or if you don't have that will, then you'll just pass out of your body and move into some other dimension. So I'm assuming most of you get up in the morning. So that takes willpower. Whether you're facing a good day or a bad day, you still have to move, and that's desire. That's first ray power, and it's always thought as the will. And all of the hormones working in the pineal gland, serotonin being one of them, for example, are responsible for that action. Strangely enough, the pineal gland also contains the death hormones in the body and the life hormones, and is also your circadian rhythm clock, which works for the moon cycles. Very misunderstood Western endocrine gland and the Western technology, but very well understood on the eastern part of the world. Second aspect now is, here we are, we just imagine this white light and this void coming out of this void. Second aspect now is, here is Dr. Bell on his Health Science Energy Show talking to you. Here you are listening out there, and you're separate, and we're all separate, even though a moment ago, if we were all in unison here, we might have just all imagined that same white light. But now we're listening to what's being said, and we're maybe driving down the road or at home doing something. Because that's a separativeness. That's our right to be separate. And that is the second aspect of the universe, and that energy is called the love power, the attraction power of the universe, the attraction power of ourselves. And that immediately anchors itself in the color blue down in the heart chakra. And so love is the second ray, blue aspect, healing aspect, bonding aspect, love aspect of the universe, and works through the thymus gland, which is once again the immune system, the heart beating. Remember, the will is controlling now the heart. So that's our second aspect we work with. And when we get into nutrients, we're going to find that each series of nutrients goes to one of those energies, feeds those energies in the body. It's a simpler way to understand nutrition this way, but it also allows us to understand a lot more than nutrition this way. So now we have the will, the desire body, we have the love attraction body in the heart. So we got an area in the heart with an endocrine gland, we have an area in the heart with an endocrine gland. Now we have an area in between, and the in-between area would be the throat. So if we have the white light and our own individual consciousness, then we have to have the next thing, which is called intellect, the ability to think and decide and make choices, divide, and you know, all these different things. That's through the intellect. That's a female energy, and that's located in the thyroid gland. And that's the major control gland for body temperature, for all sorts of things in the body, and also controls a lot of brain functions. So that's the red, blue, and green energies. That's the will aspect, the love aspect, and the intelligence. And theology calls it the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It all is the same thing. It's expressed through different mediums, through different ways. So from that, that's the primary three colors. And when you see this from this white light, all these energies are contained within it, and all these consciousness are contained in it. The Father energy, or the will energy, and the heart energy, the sun, which is also called the sun energy, like S-U-N, or S-O-N, like the sun, are male energies. The female energy is the green energy coming from the thyroid gland, the third ray. And you hear in theology, one becomes the three, because the essence or the substance of the light, the white light, the essence of the substance of love, whatever that be, is all the same thing, and that essence is called the Holy Ghost energy or the intellect energy. These then combine and create a fourth energy. This fourth energy goes down into the stomach area, and it's a yellow energy, and this is the energy that causes the digestion. Remember the energy of the sun when we breathe, when we take plants and leaves and fruits and vegetables and we digest them. All these energies are coming from the sun. They're being processed down in the solar plexus area or the stomach area. And this energy is called harmony through conflict, and the energy that expresses through the human consciousness is compassion. When this is working properly, we have the ability to feel for others as we want to be felt and feel for ourselves. It becomes the fourth ray. The fifth ray is a mixture. It's an orange color. It's a mixture of the head centers of the red, and it's a mixture of the yellow, and it's called a ray of concrete science and knowledge. It has to deal with science and the order of science and nature and things like that. The sixth ray is the ray of abstract devotion, which is a combination of just above the seventh ray, which is the base of the spine, and it works through the devotion, the attachment, the lifelong goals, all these kinds of things. It becomes a homogeneous mixture of everything, and then the seventh ray becomes a ray of ceremonial magic and perfect order. And we'll be right back with more in about a minute or so.
Are you lacking energy halfway through the day? Do you want to lose weight? Try Super Nutrition. The Super Nutrition vitamins and minerals include trace minerals from the clay of an ancient and natural seabed, chromium picolinate, spirulina, aloe vera, and a powerful herbal complex in an all-natural organic formula. To order Super Nutrition, Pyridine's full-spectrum vitamin and trace mineral system, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603 for Super Nutrition. 1-800-729-2603.
So, Meg, what are you having for lunch? I could really go for a grilled cheese sandwich, but it's too confusing. First you hear that you should cut down on dairy products because of cholesterol, but then you hear that women need the calcium to prevent osteoporosis. Oh, maybe I should just stop eating. Meg, it's just a sandwich. Well, it is confusing. That's why I read the Planned Parenthood Women's Health Letter. It gives me the information I need to make decisions about my health, and it's from Planned Parenthood. They're the people you know you can trust. I didn't know Planned Parenthood had a women's health letter. Oh, sure. They have articles on all kinds of health issues like diet, sexual health, breast cancer, menopause, and mental health. You should really get a subscription.
To order the women's health letter, call our toll-free number at 1-800-669-0156. You will receive 6 issues a year for the introductory price of $19.95. The Women's Health Letter is brought to you by Planned Parenthood Federation of America, America's most trusted name in women's health.
Once in a great while, a product comes along that can truly enhance the health of people's lives. What is this amazing product? It's called Sterling Health Pycnogenols, the most powerful natural antioxidant ever discovered that produces results within days. Sterling Health Pycnogenols have been scientifically proven to prevent and relieve over 60 known diseases, including heart disease, arthritis, asthma, diabetes, as well as reducing the effects of stress, fatigue, varicose veins, and smoking. Plus, it can slow the aging process by up to 40%. In Europe, pycnogenols are considered to be one of the best oral cosmetics because it replenishes collagen in the skin, which prevents and reduces facial wrinkles. So what are you waiting for? You owe it to yourself, your family, and your friends to find out more of what science is calling one of nature's true miracles, Sterling Health Pycnogenols, the super antioxidant. For a free information booklet about Sterling Health Pycnogenols, call 1-800-948-5829, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's 1-800-948-5829, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
We're talking to you, Tiverton. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
Well, that's the end of the Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show tonight. I guess it ended with a commercial. That's kind of funny. Anyway, that spiritual meditation that we just did there, that's an amazing one. We use that a lot with our Firestar orbs. If you use the different lasers that correlate with that, and you breathe in, and first of all get the one light, and then the split that, and you get into the Holy Ghost energy, which is the green, and you move down through the heart chakra, and all those things I described. I taught that meditation for years and years and years worldwide. And it's also the front runner meditation to open up kundalini chakras in the body, which gets the cerebrospinal fluid going. And it also changes the synaptic firing rate in the brain, calming it down and causing it to think a lot deeper. And those are the types of meditations that are Firestar. And those of you that came to the seminar, I'm sure you all saw those big, beautiful Firestars. And those of you that didn't, I'm sure there's some pictures on my website of those things. They're big. They're a large 6-foot by 6-foot device. They're very neat. They use up to 20 lasers. And they'll amplify your aura and run those chakras through your system so you actually become a living part, a living flame of energy. And that's some of the more advanced things. And we'll get into that later on. But right now, we got so much stuff to cover on these Saturday night shows with all our exciting guests, plus the educational shows that I do on Tuesday nights. And the sun hasn't set down here in Laguna Beach yet, and it will soon. And by the time you hear this, it probably will. This is a live show, just recorded a few minutes before it went on the air. But I guarantee you one thing, we're all having lots of fun. And Saturday night show is going to be a real exciting. The next few Saturday nights are going to be blockbusters, believe me. Check out the website. Well, I'm going to get my surfboard out. Won't tell you, back in 1966, I had a brain concussion. One of those things landed on my head. I'm a little better at it now. I fall off on the side. Anyhow, thank you for enjoying the Health, Science, and Energy show, Dr. Fred Bell. And until next time, happy surfing. Good night, Mrs. Calabasas, wherever you are. That wave almost got me. We do these on the beach, you know. Those of you that were just here saw the beach. Next year, another seminar, another beach. If global warming doesn't take it away.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.